Tell some of the dumb things that I do.
But I do have fun. I go around the world driving people nuts with these sounds. I can do them without the microphone. Did you know that? You can hear me clear across the room. I don't need this microphone. A lot of sounds, of course, they don't come out because they're inaudible and the microphone only enhances the sound or brings it up to where you can hear it. This is nothing more than an electronic ear. It repeats only what it hears. I do the sound. Now, if that's the case, you know I do the sound and you can hear me clear across the room. It must be rather interesting to go around driving people nuts. I got a sound for every occasion. I get in a crowd of people. I got a sound for them. I cause them to look around wondering who did it. I'll give you another illustration. I go into restaurants. Now, dig this scene. I go into restaurants. I pick the most exclusive restaurant in the whole area. The one that brags about their steaks and their foods and everything else. And I sit in the middle of the restaurant. I figure if you're going to make a scene, be seen. They put me at the table. They serve the steak. I pick up the knife. No microphone. I go right into the act. Human nature. You should see everybody pick up the knives and look at the edge of them. Boy, they don't believe it. The waitress serves the water. As soon as she pivots to walk off, I pick up the water. Stops them dead right in their tracks. They keep looking down. Like there's a hellish leak around here somewhere. And you think I eat a salad like anybody else? No way. They put a salad in front of me, and I go right into the act again. You can see people looking at each other wondering, who's the pig? Dumb things like that. I walked into a building one day. It was an insurance building. I know it was all marble. That's where the money is. But I walked in. I'm going to move right over here. Follow me, can you follow me to the light? Fine, right over here. Ah, you got it. Now, I walked into this building one day, and I was imitating the footsteps. I was imitating the footsteps on the concrete. I had on rubber-soled shoes. That doesn't make any noise. There were some people standing in front of the elevator. This is absolutely true. I am not pulling your leg. This really happened. All of these things have really happened. I walked up to those people, and this is what happened. Now, you visualize. Remember, rubber-soled shoes, I was imitating the footsteps, people in front of the elevator. Here's what happened. I stopped right there. The footsteps kept going. I was looking down the hall. You know what the rest of the people were doing? The same thing, looking down the hall. Doors on the elevator finally opened. Everybody's shoving and pushing, you know, they always do. I was the last one on, so they shoved me in front of the buttons, all the different floors. Some guy on the other side of the elevator called out and said, would you push 20 for me, please? And I said, yes, I'll push it for you. So I pushed the button. I'm rubbing my finger like I got electrocuted. Everybody on the elevator is watching me rub my finger and looking at those buttons. This is the truth. You know, the elevator doors closed. The elevator went up 20 floors. Nobody got off. They weren't going to push the buttons. As far as I know, they're still on that elevator. Boy, oh boy. I grounded two airlines. I'm proud of that. I got on Braniff Airlines, Dallas, Texas. I'm sitting in the tail section of the plane. Hadn't started the engine yet. Just sitting there, thinking of some diabolical thing to do. And I thought of it. I threw this sound at them. You know, they came on board that plane and took it apart, trying to figure out where that sound came from. And you know something? They found it. And they threw me off. I got on American Airlines, O'Hare Field, Chicago. I was sitting on the aisle seat. Six seats across, DC-3. I see a few of you remember that. That was first class. You should have seen Coach. But there I was, sitting on the aisle seat. There was a gentleman sitting across from me who had never been on a plane in his life. He was a nervous wreck. Oh, he liked planes. He was letting everybody know, you know, fasten your seat belts, keep looking out the window. That's what he did. He kept looking out the window. One time he stood up and looked out the window and he says, "Hey, look out there. Look at those people. They look like ants." And I said, they are ants. The plane hasn't even taken off yet. So we're sitting at the terminal. He was tearing up newspapers and magazines with a pile of confetti at his feet about that high. So I said, I saw that, and I said, what a shame. Somebody should have cued this man how nice it is, what a great planes and everything, technology and all that jazz. And I said, well, somebody should have, but they didn't. I'm going to do it. I threw this sound at him. Now remember, the plane was still at the terminal. This is what he heard, and if you know anything about trains, you know what this sound is. You know what I saw that guy do? So help me, he reached in, pulled his ticket out, and took another look because he wasn't sure what he was on.